State Department advertises $1.5 million grant for global LGBT activism. By Spencer Lindquist on January 5, 2023. The U.S. Department of State is advertising and partially funding a $1.5 million grant opportunity to support LGBTQ+ activism around the world. The Global Equality Fund for LGBTQ+ programs will be administered by the U.S. Department of State, Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, which hopes to empower local movements and promote full social inclusion. The grant opportunity, which was announced on December 29, 2022, will provide between $750,000 and $1,500,000 to organizations that support the LGBTQ+ agenda. While the grant's description discusses violence prevention efforts, the money may also be used to increase the organizational capacity of pro-LGBTQ+ movements across the globe. An associated document called the Notice of Funding Opportunity goes into greater depth regarding the scope of the initiative. In addition to empowering local movements and promoting full social inclusion, the grant is intended to address critical issues of justice. The money for the grant will come from a variety of sources, including from the governments of the United States, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Italy, Montenegro, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Argentina, Australia, Chile, Croatia, and Uruguay. Other funders of the initiative include Deloitte, the John D. Evans Foundation, Hilton, the Royal Bank of Canada, and Bloomberg LP, among others. The grant hopes to improve access to justice, as well as to aid the development and enforcement of restrictions on so-called conversion therapy practices. It also seeks to directly bolster the activism efforts of pro-LGBTQ+ organizations by increasing their strategic capacities in a number of different ways. One such objective is to develop increased shared strategies and understanding within and across LGBTQ+ communities, with a special emphasis on strategies with an intersectional approach to LGBTQ+ rights, including attention to intersections of race, ethnicity, indigeneity, and ability. There's also a desire for improved organizational capacity of LGBTQ, transgender and intersex-led civil society organizations. In addition, the grant hopes to foster improved cross-movement unity in response to threats posed by anti-LGBTQ+ and anti-democratic actors. Yet another priority is the development of strategies to counter the activism of those who oppose gender theory. The goal is for LGBTQ+ activist groups to have improved knowledge of and strategies to address anti-LGBTQ+ and anti-rights organizing, in particular, so-called anti-gender movements. The grant also seeks to promote social inclusion, which they say includes improved representation of LGBTQ+ people in government institutions, policy-making bodies, and political processes. The grant also seeks to impact media coverage and hopes to foster increased respectful and accurate media reporting to improve awareness of the human rights of LGBTQ+ persons. The funding opportunity, which has a funding opportunity number of SPOP 009294, is open to public, private, and state educational institutions, as well as to LGBT nonprofit organizations around the world. The notice of the funding opportunity notes that organizations that apply for the grant should be led by, or have strong support from and participation by, LGBTQ+ organizations and communities. The State Department did not respond to a request for comment prior to publication. Breitbart News previously revealed that the State Department gave $30,000 to a pro-trans group in Kyrgyzstan that partners with George Soros' Open Society Foundations. The organization also advocates for pro-LGBT education in schools. In addition, Breitbart News also revealed that the State Department was also preparing to spend up to $50,000 to promote transgender activism in India. The funds would specifically go towards the creation of pride/rainbow groups inside corporations. The money would also help establish pipelines of transgender talent for corporations in India. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.